unclean, 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 unclean. If we were to go back into the earlier times of our gospel and of our Old Testament readings, you would have heard many people walking as they got close to others and crying out, as I just did, unclean, unclean, unclean. Where you see, if there was something that they had a disease that may have changed them, like leprosy, they had to warn others before they got to them, unclean, unclean, so that they wouldn't get near them and be tainted. But there were a lot of other things, too, that they had to avoid and to proclaim themselves unclean. Some of the tasks they were asked to do, and one of them was burying the dead. If one had to bury the dead, they were told, you're unclean, until you're purified and you remained outside of the camp a certain number of days. And under Gospels, in particular, the Gospel today, we hear Jesus rebuking an unclean spirit. Where you see, many of the diseases that the people had, they related that to being an unclean spirit living within them. And they weren't clean. When we think of clean in today's world in our society, we get a little bit of an idea of someone being unwashed, clothes unkempt. Probably smell pretty bad. And that's true of if we have a room or we see a bathroom or something too, it's unclean. It's not clean. And as we begin to look at our own brothers and sisters in that way as being unclean, we ourselves become tainted. And we can get so caught up in our idea that this body, I know I myself, I look at myself and I don't smell too bad today, and I'm washed. My clothes are clean. But we see someone else. And if the way that they're living or something we don't approve of, we don't see them as being very clean people. It was encounter the poor and the homeless. We don't consider them to be very clean people. And it taints our whole idea as we look at things that are clean and unclean. But you know, the very essence of who I am isn't my body, my spirit. My spirit is me. And I can get so wound up in how I look that I forget that the spirit is the biggest and most important part of who I am and how I conduct myself and how I relate to others. And it's difficult to always keep our spirits clean, isn't it? And that's really part of what Jesus is talking about today. Is with this man, the Spirit recognizes who he is. And Jesus of Nazareth, what do you want with me? Have you come to destroy us? Well, there are times too that we have that little niggling in our mind that we're doing something we know we shouldn't be conducting ourselves that way, and it's damaging our spirit. And we can hear the words of Jesus, but we think, oh, it's not so bad. I enjoy it. And I'm not hurting anyone. So it should be okay. My spirit should stay clean. But it doesn't. And that voice that we have speaking to us has formed us out of our relationship with Jesus. An unclean spirit departs from the man. It comes out with a shriek. And isn't that the way we let go of our sins sometimes? Is that we're saying, you know, again, that this isn't all that bad. And we just don't want to let go of it. And we would just shriek to hold on to it. Because we don't want to recognize that to clean our own spirit, we need to look at ourselves and change something about us. And to change something about us, it's tough. It's really tough. Because it may be something that gives us some pleasure. And we don't want to let go of that. We don't want to let go of something that makes our body feel good and our mind feel good. But yet, as we look at our spirit and we turn from that, and we have that guilt if we're listening to Jesus, and we don't feel so good anymore. But we still don't want to let go of that. That's the tough part. That's the tough part. Is it if every one of us needed to walk around in our state of sin and declare, I'm unclean, I'm unclean, I'm unclean. Well, most of us, including myself, would spend a lot of time walking around saying, I'm unclean, I'm unclean. Stay away from me, I may taint you. But how do we clean that spirit and keep it clean? Jesus, in my note here someplace, I think it's in chapter 12 of, yeah, it's in chapter 12 of something. I'll find it here. Here it is. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, Jesus says this, when the unclean spirit departs from a man, it roams to arid wastes, searching for a place to rest and finding none. Then it says, I'll go back to where I came from, and returns to find the dwelling unoccupied, though swept and tidy now. Off it goes again to bring back with this time seven spirits more evil than itself. They move in and settle there. Thus the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. And really what that's saying is that it takes constant work. It takes constant watchfulness to watch and to clean our spirits and keep our spirits clean. Because if we think we've washed something out and our spirit is clean, and all of a sudden things begin to creep back in, we're not so watchful anymore. And more come into the sin in our lives. And then our state is indeed worse than the first state that we had. The spirit of all of us, as I said before, is who we are. And how do we keep that clean? And it's so difficult many times to fall into this humanity of the things around us and to let us calling us back to that sin and calling us back to that sin. And we become in our spiritual unclean. Something that we need to take very seriously, my brothers and sisters, is the spirit of who we are. And to keep working on it, to keep it clean. And to cleanse it. And when it becomes dirty and unclean, fall into prayer. And seeking Christ to cast out the spirit of that's made us unclean. And if we listen to his voice, and we enter into a prayer with him and ask him to cleanse us and to surrender that, our whole humanity doesn't want to let it go. How we get our spirit clean. And we must always be vigilant. We must always be vigilant that we don't continue to let that kind of thing happen to us all the time. We all fall. But that's why Christ says, I forgive and I love you. You know, when we begin to judge someone, and we begin to let that sin come into us and to dirty our spirit and to start looking at other people and judging them for their own uncleanliness, we're doing nothing but to begin our own spirit, to make our own spirit, to dirty ourselves. And we're not clean anymore. Our spirit's not clean. And when we hear that little whisper, to yield to it, to yield to it, in our first reading today, the people are saying to Moses, they don't want to hear God's voice anymore. They don't want to hear it. And what they were crying out for was a mediator. Because they got afraid of God because of their uncleanliness and their own fear of the sin they entered into time and again and time and again. And God, in his love, heard their plea and hears ours. Because he's given us that mediator that's Jesus. that mediator that came and shed his blood and gave his body for us that we may be cleaned. God hears our prayers. God heard the prayers of the people. In his great love, we have Jesus. In that great love that suffered, died, and bled, and gave his body for us. And that was the opportunity of our cleansing of spirit. And of course, we have Paul. And I know that Paul is a bit of a chauvinist. Well, he's more than a bit of it. But as he looked at his time and how the people believed and practiced, related to that, but he called him something else. And it wasn't against that he was against marriage when he was speaking of this. I'm not saying don't get married. What he was trying to get across to us is that if we let the world pull us in ways, we can lose our sight of God, and we can lose sight of our sin. And of course, if we cut ourselves off from the world, which we can't, and focus mainly on God, we won't suffer with that so much. But of course, in our relationships, we need to know, and we need to reach out to people. And that's where we need to ask ourselves, if my spirit is clean when I'm relating to people, is my spirit clean in my marriage? Is my spirit clean in my relationships at work? Is my spirit clean when I'm with my children or other people's children? Am I keeping my spirit clean with good relationship with God's creation of other people in my life? The question that we should be thinking about as we encounter others, and that sin of judging jumps up at us. And to say, no, that's my brother or sister in Christ. And I need to think and to concentrate on who they are, not be so much of who I am in myself. Because what I am is in the essence of my spirit. That's me. That's who I am. I'm just going to close with a thought about the most important thing for us to remember is that Jesus commands unclean spirits. Heard it in the gospel today. Can cleanse those spirits of sin from our own spirit. And spirits obey Jesus. We need to obey Jesus. We struggle, and we all do, with keeping our spirit clean. We need to submit to Jesus. We need to submit to him and all that he's taught us and calls us to. And to connect with him in prayer. And to keep that connection open. And to remember that he commands these unclean spirits in our lives. You may not want to let them go. But if we connect with Christ in prayer, we can be clean. And we can stay clean if we keep that connection up every time we feel uncleanliness enter into our lives.